Nolte, nearly 100 jobs eliminated at far-left CBS News. By John Nolte on October 30, 2025. Skydance, the new parent company of Paramount, which includes CBS, will cut some 1,000 overall jobs in the coming days and weeks. Nearly 100 of those cuts have and will hit far-left CBS News. Looks like a whole lot of people will have to learn to Substack. CBS Evening News co-host John Dickerson is already out at the end of the year. You can now add the following to that. The streaming editions of CBS Mornings and the CBS Evening News canceled and the broadcast show, CBS Saturday Morning, is in for an overhaul. TV Network also is closing its bureau in Johannesburg. People are very on edge, one staffer told the far-left Deadline. This person described the overall mood as depressed and unhappy and a very tough day at the network. More. The two hosts of CBS Saturday Morning, Michelle Miller and Dana Jacobson, will be departing, according to a source familiar with the cuts. Jeff Glor, the previous host and former anchor of CBS Evening News, was laid off in a previous round of cuts last year, as Paramount Global slimmed down in preparation for a sale. The weekday CBS Mornings team will now oversee the Saturday show. Under various titles, CBS Saturday Morning has been around since 1997. Jacobson and Miller have co-hosted since 2018. What killed it? The ratings. What else? Total viewership has declined by 10% this season. Only 1.9 million total people tune in. Reruns of Cheers would probably do better. In the 25 to 54 age demo, ratings dropped by 20% to just 346,000 viewers. These cuts were all in place before Skydance chief David Ellison hired Barry Weiss as the new editor-in-chief at CBS News. Weiss is only considered controversial because she doesn't hate Jews and would like to see the media stop lying so much. She's still a Democrat, but in a regime media that has been totally radicalized, that makes her a Trump dart. Skydance also owns outlets like Comedy Central, so we will hopefully see some deep cuts at that failed, left-wing outlet. Skydance is also gunning to purchase Warner Brothers if that deal comes through. Skydance will own CNN, which would give it the right to host a pay-per-view event where normal people gladly pay $59.95 to watch everyone get fired and the studios burnt to the ground. Again, I don't expect big changes in how CBS presents the news. The first test will be the 2026 midterm elections. The real test will be the 2028 presidential election. I will say, though, I'm more optimistic than I was a month ago. Personnel is policy, and the more CBS personnel shown the door, the better chance CBS has at real reform. We'll see. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.